story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But please hold your calls unless we ask for them, because we have with us on the line this afternoon, or this evening, right, back where they're living, Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. We're going to talk about mind control in America. Now, most Americans do not know that there is a program to be able to control the minds of the people and to get them, of course, to do exactly what you want to believe things that just frankly are not true. And of course, much of this can be dated back to the time of during the Second World War, when the Nazi scientists were working for the Third Reich to develop these techniques of mind control. And although they existed before that, they were perfected during that time. And then, of course, under Operation Paperclip, and many of these ruthless and really diabolical Nazi scientists were brought here to America to continue their experiments in biological and chemical warfare, and certainly in mind control. And then, of course, some of the Nazis created our space program. And Wernher von Braun was a Nazi, and the man for whom the America's Space Center was, General Strughold, he was a Nazi, war criminal, one of the worst ones. And 10,000 Nazis were helped to escape to South America. Nazi war criminals sent there with the full support of the American CIA and of course, the British intelligence. But you're never going to hear about this in the controlled media. We have a great four-tape set called Operation Paperclip. But, of course, we're going to get to mind control. And this is the incredible story of Kathy O'Brien. The Mark had worked for the CIA for many years, and as a consultant for the CIA, probably didn't even know he was working for them until he heard about this woman who, of course, had been a victim of mind control and was under the control of a man. And Mark took it upon himself, for some strange reason, to try to rescue her and her daughter. And I'm going to let them tell the rest of the story. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be on your show tonight.
Well, is Kathy with us?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, Mark, why don't you tell us what motivated you to give up everything that you had, and certainly a good job, to really transform your life completely, because you knew that if you came out against the CIA, that they were going to make your life miserable.
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, I did know this. And at the time, in 1987, actually in 1988 as well, I was the CEO of a joint venture manufacturing company with the People's Republic of China. And the Chinese were very concerned that I had a business partner in the United States that was involved in child and adult prostitution. He was involved in pornography. All of these crimes, by the way, are punishable by death in China. But the thing they were most concerned with was the fact that he was actually reporting to the Pentagon and the White House.
And, of course, he was your partner. You had no idea about this, did you?
Had absolutely no idea. And fortunately, my partner really had no idea about my past. He only knew that I was a successful businessman. So it was at that point that the Chinese informed me that they wanted me to buy this guy out, and they began providing me with the information and the documentation to show and prove what he was involved with.
And, of course, this must have been quite a shock to you to realize that this fellow you were in business with was involved in this nefarious activity. And hold that for just a minute. We're going to be back here with Mark Phillips in just a moment with this incredible, incredible story. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guests this afternoon, well, we have two of them. One is Mark Phillips, who had worked for the CIA for a number of years and had was involved in a business in communist China in 1987 when he was notified by the Chinese authorities that his partner, his business partner, who was also associated with the CIA, was involved in child prostitution and prostitution and pornography. And they, because in China, this is, of course, punishable by death, why, of course, they wanted Mark, who apparently they must have liked, to buy out his partner, and they started telling him information about the partner. Pick up the story from there, Mark.
Well, Dr. Stan, at that point, I was really concerned that because the Chinese made it very clear, and they showed me my own records, and the records that they showed me were, frankly, they were classified.
In other words, the Chinese communists had access to all of your records.
They absolutely did. And when I came back to the United States, as naive as this might sound to some of your listeners, I contacted the Department of State and related the entire incident to them and told them that I was most concerned that I would do my own homework and find out if, in fact, what I had been told and the documents I had been shown about this fellow, Alex Houston, who was my partner, were in fact true. And they told me, they said it was best that I didn't do that, but they couldn't stop me, of course. But they would get back with me with regards to the to actually a national security breach on my own records. They contacted me the following day and told me in a very, very short conversation to forget about it, not to mention it again, just drop the whole issue. And this completely overwhelmed me. At this point, I had not had the opportunity to find out about Alex Houston, and so I launched my own investigation through friends within the intelligence community, both in the United States and actually a couple of friends that had long since gone with Interpol, and they informed me that what I had run into was a spinoff of MK Ultra, which was our government's secret, so-called secret mind control program that in 1977 Senator Frank Church held hearings in Congress on, because the founder, and I'm jumping all over the place, but the founder of the American Psychiatric Association, Dr. Ewing Cameron, who was also a CIA officer, was in fact involved in...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Mark Phillips, and of course, this is an incredible story. Mark, of course, had been notified that his partner, who was working in the United States while he was working in communist China, his partner was involved with a CIA mind control program that was involved in prostitution, was involved in pornography, and he was told by the CIA to forget about it and not look into it anymore. And of course, when we begin talking about mind control, most people do not understand that the government has been experimenting with mind control illegally for many years. There were hearings held in 1977 on MK Ultra. They were held by the Senate. We actually have those hearings. We offer the MK Ultra hearings. In fact, we are also offering a CD that has something like 17,000 or 18,000 pages of declassified documents that, of course, Kathy and Mark Phillips, who are our guests today, have put together. This is the information the CIA tried to destroy, and lo and behold, somebody in government was an honest person. They didn't destroy it, and when it was called for under the Freedom of Information Act, it was sent out, and suddenly it is part of the public record. And it is terrifying for the people who work within the dark side of government to realize that we really are finding out what they're up to. And, of course, it reveals some of the most horrible experiments in destruction of minds. And Mark was telling us about Dr. Cameron, who was head of the American Psychiatric Association, who was a CIA agent, and his job was to destroy people's minds without their consent or knowledge. Tell the story a little bit. Pick up the story. So suddenly you're becoming aware of this MKUltra and that, and your partner is involved with, well, he has this woman that he controls. Well, tell the story.
Dr. Stan, I failed to mention that the Chinese informed me that my partner was also involved in the illegal distribution and importation of street drugs, and the profits were going to the CIA. This information, of course, has been validated many, many times since 1988, although the CIA investigated themselves and said there was no cause to say that they were involved. But nevertheless, at the point where the Chinese informed me of all this stuff, and then I later found out through my former associates that it was in fact true, I was also aware that there was a young woman by the name of Kathy O'Brien and her then 7-year-old daughter that were the victims of this Alex Houston, because they were being used to mule drugs. They were also being used to for child and adult prostitution at a White House level. It was probably the most incredibly horrible story I could imagine. I was fortunate in that I had people that helped me get both the woman and her daughter out of the mental grasp. I mean, Kathy O'Brien in 1988, she didn't know her name. She didn't know where she'd been. She had no idea how old she was. It was one of the worst cases I had ever seen. And my background, I had worked in the MK Ultra program during the 60s and 70s, and I never saw anything like this, and but I saw a lot of file tapes.
But you thought it was a good thing. You thought they were trying to learn how to control the minds, to control criminals.
The projects that I was involved with were for mental health primarily, and the scientists that I worked with believed, as I did, that by the year 2000, our mental institutions and prisons would just about be emptied out, because I was seeing incorrigible serial killers turned into what appeared to be very normal, productive, sensitive, kind, and caring individuals who no longer had the desire or the propensity to be a criminal or be positively pure evil as they had been. So I believed, as the scientists I worked with believed, of course everybody worked on a need to know, that it was a good thing, not a bad thing. I was also aware that it was being used on our astronauts so that they could remember and recall everything that they experienced while in space. And I was also aware that in certain military applications and espionage applications, that individuals who met a certain testing criteria, I later found out that testing criteria included people who had been abused out of their minds by their families. But at that time, I didn't know that. I thought it was a psychiatric thing that qualified them to become spies, or in some cases, they were involved in special forces training because of some of the I'll have to call them incredible human behavior changes that occurred when absolute mind control or mind control conditioning or behavior modification programs were actually applied. And most people are not aware that within, say for instance, all of us, we have photographic memories, but most of us can't really use it, because we don't know how. But when someone's been abused horribly, or they've been subjected to traumas too horrible to comprehend, they have a photographic memory of everything and every detail that occurred around that event. And of course they were using these people as human recorders. It was quite an education, and then in 1988, when I found out that it was being used for purposes that were beyond anything that I could have imagined, particularly in taking innocent women and children and using them for prostitution and drug mules, and my government was involved, yes, sir, I made the decision that I was going to do something. Well, my decision was not quite as heroic as it may sound. All I wanted to do was get the woman and her daughter out of their mind confinement, get them into a therapy situation, and then I was going back to China. Well, the CIA decided that they were going to take all my bank accounts, everything that I had saved and earned and paid taxes on, and were going to put it under investigation, which it still is to this day. They just literally robbed me of everything that I had financially. So that was the price that I initially paid, and of course then they threatened my life and liberty repeatedly, and that is the subject of our latest book, Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. But I'm getting ahead of myself, Dr. Stan. In 1988, after I got Kathy O'Brien and her daughter out, I found that there were no doctors that were taking on such cases because the APAs, both of them, American Psychological, American Psychiatric Associations, which are supposed to be the mental health lobby groups, they had conveyed the message to all therapists that someone who had been tortured to this degree could not be recovered. And the doctors, except for maybe a handful worldwide, were not accepting these kind of patients, and I couldn't find anybody to treat them. So I knew that these people could be recovered because I'd seen it happen. And just because I watched it happen didn't mean I could do it. I'm not a qualified therapist. But I was fortunate to have some help from inside CIA that provided me with the proverbial antidote for Kathy O'Brien. And as a result, U.S. Customs investigated her case. We were able to validate most all of it, and we took our findings to Congress, to the Permanent Select Committee for Intelligence Oversight in the House to start with, presented it to them, and then we presented it to the Senate's Permanent Select Committee. And at that point, we had already launched some civil cases in the state of Tennessee, and a judge in the state of Tennessee invoked the 1947 National Security Act on our case. We could no longer adjudicate our case, and of course the people we had named couldn't sue us, we couldn't sue them. It was a standoff, and what we did was we took that which we could prove, and Customs had been kind enough to provide us with enough substantiation on, and put it in a book and called it Transformation of America, and released that in 1995. Well, now Transformation of America is in 7 languages. It'll soon be in 10. And there have been a number of documentaries done on it, but the national news media here in the United States and Canada won't touch it.
And, of course, we carry the book. We think it's a fascinating book. It's got information in there that will really shocking, especially about people in the current administration. Now, this book was written. When did you write the book?
Well, actually, it was our testimony, Dr. Stan, right. And it was written during 1990-91, and then it was compiled by our attorney and the territorial judge that helped us in 1994, and we published it in 1995 when the Senate Permanent Select Committee Intelligence Oversight put us off and delayed us for the third time. Our lawyer said, you know, we're not going to get anywhere with this case. The Canadians didn't get anywhere with their case, and they took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
I think people have to understand that Kathy and Mark were trying to get the congressional investigating committees. They were afraid pressure was brought to bear. They would not, of course, allow the testimony. And so, actually, of course, this is contained in a book called The Transformation of America, which we carry. We also carry their latest book, Access Denied, and an incredible story of a couple who have been trying to let people know about this. There's a great deal of information on this. If you do your research, you'll never see it mentioned in the controlled media. We carry, actually, the 1977 Congressional Senate investigation on MKUltra, and we'll talk about a lot of the things that you can get if you really care. But you see, as long as it happens to somebody else, there's a tendency to say, oh, why worry? Well, yeah. There are a lot of people in Canada who felt that. Some of them were driven to absolute madness, paid for with your tax money under the MKUltra program. One of the books is called Journey into Madness. We don't carry it, but we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back here in just a moment.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox. The fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Mark Phillips, and with him is Kathy O'Brien. And Kathy, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
And it's good to hear from you. And, of course, I've known Kathy, I suppose, 6 or 7 years. And, of course, I met her in the mid-1990s. And, of course, she had only been out of the mind control program for probably 5 or 6 years at the time. And, of course, it's just been amazing to see how she's blossomed and how her mind has come back again. And looking back on this, you know, it's almost incredible, Kathy, when you tell people that our government would really do things like this. Now, of course, we've all many many of our listeners may have remember the program. It was serialized for many years on television called The Pretender. It was a story about a child who'd been kidnapped by the government and kept in an institution and used for mind control programs, and of course through torture and other things, they'd actually been able to create this fascinating individual who could do all these amazing things. He had this wonderful memory. He could pretend to be anybody. It seems so unreal that this sort of thing could really go on, but it really does go on, does it, Kathy?
Absolutely, it does. I know that from experience, and mind control is very widespread. But knowledge is our only defense against mind control, and that's the reason that it's been suppressed for so long by the 1947 National Security Act. That defense has been denied all of us. And it's time that this information was brought to light, because mind control is the primary tool for ushering in what George Bush and Adolf Hitler termed the New World Order.
And, of course, this is really what Adolf Hitler wanted. He wanted to be able to control the minds of the people. And so there are people who have exactly the same good idea. They really believe in control. They believe in the rule of an elite. They believe in globalism. They believe in a new world order, a new world economic system, a new world currency. And, of course, behind all of this is the New World Religion, because this whole movement is satanic. And when you understand that, then it all begins to make sense. How could anything be this evil? Why, very simply, it's satanic. And, of course, when did you become aware that how this all came together, Kathy?
Well, Matt, I wasn't able to think for myself and understand where I had been until Mark rescued me in 1988. And gave me a formula for being able to recover my mind and my memory through writing out my experiences, what had happened, and through really quite a series of techniques that are very effective for deprogramming. But that was the first I actually became aware, because I had been born into a multi-generational incest-based family, and the sexual abuse that I had endured as a child quickly expanded into systematic torture and method for MK-Ultra mind control after my father had agreed to sell me into the project.
And, of course, what people don't understand is there are parts of our CIA that nobody has any access to. Congress is afraid to ask. Of course, in fact, recently we've had an intelligence committee, which, of course, was to investigate the CIA. That was its purpose. And who headed the House Committee on Intelligence Oversight for the CIA? A man named Porter Goss. Where did he come from? He came from the CIA. What happened to him? Now he's the director of the CIA. So they pay musical chairs. They've got to conceal the truth from the American people, because the American people might awake from their lethargy and put a stop to this and demand the people who've committed these terrible crimes against humanity be held responsible.
Exactly, Dr. Stan. That's what needs to be done, because the mind control that I experienced was extreme. And yet mind control is proliferating on a mass scale all across the country.
That's
and
true.
It's certainly expanded since the kind of mind control that Adolf Hitler used in Nazi Germany, due to the technological and scientific advancements that are being used along with it today.
Well, because they know how to use television, they know how to use music, they know how to use education, they know how to slant things, create an emotional response in the people. They can manipulate whole societies today. And not only that, they know how to use drugs to do it as well. Did you ever have any contact with the use of drugs, do you know?
Well, my experience in MK-Ultra mind control, as detailed in Transformation of America, shows where when I was used on a White House Pentagon level during the Reagan-Bush administration, I was exposed to cocaine on numerous occasions, because so many of the people that I was working under and following orders from at that time were involved in the CIA's cocaine operation. So there was a good deal of that around. But as for conditioning my mind very young with any kind of drugs, no, that was not a part of my experience.
That was really trauma-based mind control.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment or two with Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien right here at Radio Liberty.
doctor, we're really happy to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention the Big Berkey and Berkey Life water filters. And, of course, there ever was a nuclear attack, these actually will filter out the radioactive material because it will be in dust form. Of course, what you do need if you have the Berkey Light is to have an extra set of filters so that after a couple of weeks you could remove the filters that are in there and put a new set in. But the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light are wonderful means of filtering the water, taking out the fluoride, which they are intent upon putting into our water. Why? Because it is being used for mind control purposes. What's the active ingredient in Prozac? Why, it's a fluoride compound, of course. And, of course, they've used this in the Gulag Archipelago. Adolf Hitler used it to subdue the people in occupied areas. And they're using it in the water in America today. Why do you think they're really interested in the children's cavities when the studies show it really doesn't help? No, it all has to do with mind control. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty for... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is, of course, Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien, and we've been talking about this incredible story. Now, there are two books. One of them we carry is Transformation of America, which was the testimony that they intended to give before the investigating committee of our, was it the Senate or the House of Representatives?
Actually, it was both. We provided the testimony to the House, and at some point in about 1994, our lawyer asked us to please provide it for the Senate Select Committee as well. But it was originally provided to every member of sitting on that committee. And, of course, what we provided them was voluminous, to say the least.
Well, of course, it wouldn't have done any good if it got to Porter Goss, because he was in... Well, of course, this was much, much later, but here's a man who comes from the CIA, who runs for Congress, who gets into Congress, and where does he go? Why, he's on the Oversight Committee checking on the CIA. And then, of course, when he leaves Congress, he goes back to become the director of the CIA. So who's watching the chicken coop? Why, of course, the fox is watching the chicken coop, of course. But they can't let the American people know that. And the last thing they want people to know is about these horrendous experiments that they've done on individuals and that they're doing on our entire society today. Now, Mark, you've traveled throughout the world. You've been on speaking engagements throughout the world. Don't an awful lot of people in other countries know what's really going on, far more than the average American?
Unfortunately, that's quite true. And one of the most amazing situations that I had seen was some years back. We were speaking before an extremely large group of business executives, as well as members of the United Nations, and this was in the Philippines. and many of the people in the audience were not, I mean, they were local people. And I had a chance to speak with many of them after we spoke. And I learned very quickly that the average Filipino with a high school education knows more about mind control atrocities, particularly with regard to the KGB's and the German as well as the CIA's varieties, than the average American that finishes a university here. That was very, very, very enlightening for me.
And, of course, your book is, what, in seven other languages now besides English?
Yes, sir, it is. And we just came back from a European tour, and we spoke in Bavaria, Germany, that region of southern Germany that where all of this actually was born.
You're talking about the Nazi movement now.
Yes, right. Yes. And it was to a packed house, standing room only. And the people that I had the opportunity to talk with after we spoke again were way more informed than most of the people that I work with here in the United States on speaking tours, particularly the physicians that are treating the resulting disorder of from mind control, which is called dissociative identity disorder. The average individuals at that meeting were far more aware of the intricacies of mind control than are these physicians that should know everything.
Well, of course, here in the United States, we know this one. I know you're well aware of him, Dr. Colin Ross, down, I believe, in Texas, somewhere in that area. And, of course, he treats these people. He's written a book called Bluebird, going into these victims of CIA mind control with the dissociative personalities where they've actually created mental disease intentionally. But would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Cameron, because this is well documented in a book called Journey into Madness, and of course it's well known up in Canada, pretty well blocked out by the controlled media here in the United States. But who was Dr. Cameron, and what did he do? And of course, here was the head of the American Psychiatric Association,
the founder of it. I mean, he was actually the founder of the American Psychiatric Association. And by the way, your listeners should know that most psychiatrists worldwide belong to the American Psychiatric Association. They consider it their clearinghouse for information on treatment models and therapies. Mind control has been the therapies for it have been absolutely obliterated from most of the physicians' knowledge base as a result of the CIA's use of it. Particularly, Dr. Cameron was actually experimenting on just people coming into a psychiatric facility in Montreal, Canada. He was experimenting on these people and literally, deliberately driving them out of their mind.
And of course, he was really under CIA. Wasn't he being financed by the CIA to do that?
Yeah, he was being well financed back in those days. He was being paid $55,000 a year to do this. And in addition to his receiving compensation from the hospital itself, because he was head of the psychiatric unit there. But the whole story managed to surface because this woman whose husband was a political leader in Canada, she had gone in to be treated for simple depression, and when she came out, she didn't even know who she was. She had been tortured literally out of her mind, and when they began to pursue it, her husband found out that the CIA was behind it all, and he managed to push it through the courts in Canada. And of course, the National Security Act in the United States applies to every citizen of every country that has a peace treaty with the United States. So the CIA just simply slapped the 1947 National Security Act on their case as well, and it could not be heard. Well, they had, since they had multiple persons involved in this, they had a huge class action suit, and then managed to get it to into Congress. And
this was the Canadian Parliament, you mean?
No, I'm talking about in our U.S. Congress.
Okay,
they couldn't do anything about it in Canada. The Canadians virtually were stopped on the thing, so they pursued it in the United States, and the result was the CIA never admitted any wrongdoing. They did pay the people a pittance of something like $50,000 apiece. Of course, they had over $500,000 each in legal fees alone, so it didn't cover anything. But the fact remains is that the information about the CIA's involvement in these projects did surface, and as a matter of fact, you have those records now. There's 17,000 files and roughly 34,000 pages that you have, and I think you all sell them. I hope.
Well, we're going to be making those available to our listeners. It's called it's MK Ultra files, and what are they? Is it 17,000 files or 17,000 pages?
Well, there's 17,000 files in there, and there's about 34,000 pages, and they're not heavily redacted. In other words, they're not heavily blacked out. You know, Dr. Stan, there was a made-for-television series in Canada a few years back called The Sleep Room. And this is the most accurate portrayal of Dr. Cameron and his exploits and the whole case that was brought forward in both Canada and eventually before the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Oversight in the Senate, where Frank Church held the hearings. But that sleep room was not available in the United States for a long, long time. You couldn't rent it. You couldn't bring it in. It was banned. But now, after all these years, people like myself who brought it in and given it away, they finally just said they gave up. And you can actually order it now online, or you can go to some of your larger video stores and order it. Or some of them even have it and they can rent it. It is an incredibly well done documentary. One sense, of course, it's done with actors, but it is very, very good.
And of course, this book, Journey into Madness, is this whole story, and I have a copy of that book. And of course, we do have, of course, the government files. We carry the MK Ultra report that came out of the Senate. All of this had to be suppressed from the American people. After all, the American people, when they pay their taxes, really wouldn't like to know that, of course, the CIA is creating madness in people.
Yeah.
And of course, as you begin getting into this more and more, you find this whole thing interlocks with the occult. And of course, this is the major driving force behind this, is organized evil. And until people begin to recognize that, none of this really makes sense. Because after all, rational people would not do this sort of thing. But then we're not dealing with rational people.
No, we're
rational
not.
People would not have done what they did in Nazi Germany, but they were not rational people. They had a different agenda. And of course, rational people would not have brought the Nazi scientists to America under Operation Paperclip, nor helped 10,000 Nazis escape to South America, but the CIA and the British intelligence did. And we even have a video with Sam Donaldson where he goes down there and interviews many of these people living there in Paraguay and Argentina,
right.
and Brazil, that probably a few of them are still alive. These old line Nazis, of course, were given a free pass by our intelligence agencies, with the full support of the dark side of our government. Well, if you have a question or comment for our guest today, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I hear in the central coast of California. Mark, what can be done to help people here? How can we get the American people to realize the enormity of what we're up against, and this degree of evil that is able to has so powerful it can suppress the truth from the American people?
Well, Dr. Stan, I think it has to happen through natural attrition. And I think the arts are probably the largest contributor to getting information on mind control out, because mind control has become such a popular theme in the motion picture business. It has become an extraordinarily popular theme with documentaries all over the world, except for North America.
Well, you remember, of course, when Mel Gibson came out with his conspiracy theory? Basically, he was talking about this exact thing. Pull that down. Mel Gibson understood what was going on, but he had to put it into a fictional concept.
Right.
And he did a great job.
He did. Was right on. I mean,
right.
He he really did a good job. And there, and of course, in 1957, Frank Sinatra actually got an Academy Award for the film Manchurian Candidate.
And of course, this is not imaginary. They really did do this sort of thing, and there are Manchurian Candidates out of there, out here. Well, right now, we've got Fred calling from back from Philadelphia. Hi, Fred. Did you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, I did have a question. I could add to it, but I'll just stick to the question. What sort of information can you talk in public about MK2 Ultra? And also, how is this American Psychiatric Association, what changes have been made since the in their involvement by Dr. Cameron has been exposed?
All right, fine. So what about MK2 Ultra? I've never heard of that, but then we know there was Bluebird and Artichoke, and of course, there's so many subdivisions of MK Ultra, weren't they? Do you know anything about MK Ultra, too?
The name MK Ultra was abandoned many, many years ago in favor of other names that remain classified. The projects under the MK Ultra banner, of course, Bluebird was the first one, and the best book on a documentary of sorts on mind control and Bluebird is a matter of fact, you carry it by Dr. Colin Ross.
Right.
And Dr. Ross goes into detail, and I think would answer every one of this person's really excellent questions as far as any major changes go within the American Psychiatric Association. The information for treating the resulting disorder has been a model, or quite a few models have been developed. There is still no proper diagnosis for someone who has been maintained under mind control under the new Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. We had hoped that there would be, but there is not. And this is because of British intelligence and U.S. intelligence. They have stopped it once again.
Okay, fine. We're going to have to run. Thanks very much for calling, Fred.
You.
Let's go to Dave calling from Soledad. Hi, Dave. You have a question?
Hi. Well, I really like your show. And my question, you brought up South America and the Nazis. And I just recently read David Yalop's book In God's Name about the investigation of the murder of Pope John Paul I. Are you fellows aware of that fellow?
Okay, well, I don't know that book, but there certainly is a question of the murder of Pope John Paul I, right?
He is an excellent investigative reporter, just par excellence. And anyway, my question is, several of the people involved there, a fellow named Lucio Gelli, went to Uruguay, and I was wondering if any of the people in the P2 Masonic organization that perpetrated crimes in Europe, if they're in South America now.
You know, that same question was posed to me in Germany recently, and I had to say that I honestly don't know. Because I've only heard rumors, and none of them have been substantiated. But some of the rumors that I have heard do confirm what you're suggesting here.
Well, there's no question that 10,000 Nazis were helped to escape to South America.
Right.
And
absolutely,
the only reason they ever went after Eichmann and of course, Klaus Barbie was because the Nazi hunters, the Jewish Nazi hunters, got them, but the rest of them were allowed to escape thanks to the good offices of our CIA and British intelligence. Now, everybody in the CIA isn't involved, but there is a dark side of our government that is inherently evil. Okay, but that's a little off the subject, but let's go now to Ken in Watsonville. Hi, Ken, did you have a quick question?
I was wanting to ask him is it because of the psychiatric immunity that the chemical illness is not recognized in the United States, but only in Germany?
No, by chemical illness, you're speaking of what now?
In other words, I'm out of the petrochemical industry and got sick, chemically ill, and in other words, the petrochemical company I worked for, and they tried to run it into, shall we say, mental illness instead of physical illness, even though the pathology test showed the chemicals galore.
Sure.
And in other words, everybody else that I've run into with chemical illness is basically saying that they are not recognized as being physically ill.
Well, of course, and the thing is that they just don't want to accept any monetary responsibility.
No, in other words, I'm seeing people that are also saying, in other words, just like Bluebird, I've had the book for many years, and knowing the other ones that are talking about it too, in other words, if they don't recognize chemicals, they're not into the area of national security like the U.S. Army people that I dealt with the Gulf War veterans that I gave them information to.
Do you know anything at all about this, Mark?
Well, there's a doctor that does, and I'm trying to recall his name. He wrote a book called Toxic Psychiatry. And, Kathy?
Yeah.
Are you on? Do you recall the doctor's name? I've drawn a complete blank.
Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go, Guy. Thanks so much
for coming,
Ken, but right now we're out of time, and Joel's calling from Florida, but we're not going to get to Joel. Anyway, thanks so much, very much. Kathy O'Brien, Mark Phillips, really appreciate both of you being on the book, Access Denied. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Right now, let's tell you about the CFR.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people.
This is Dr. Stan, and we hope that many of you out there will want to get the various items we've we carry on this very subject. We have a 4-tape set called Operation Paperclip. We have the book that Kathy and Mark have written called The Transformation of America. That's TRANCE, Formation of America. We have their book, Access Denied, which is the latest book, which is really the story of what happened to Kathy and how she was able to regain her intelligence, regain her mind. We actually have a 4-tape set called Mind Control. We have a book, 4-tape set is really a war on drugs. And you must understand that we're told, oh, the government's fighting drugs. We've got to put people into prison because they're using drugs. The largest source of drugs in the United States is our own CIA. We have in my library a copy of the CIA GAO, General Administrative Office, report on the CIA and drugs. And they readily admit the CIA is involved in smuggling drugs. And you know the most amazing thing? Nobody was ever punished for that. So if you'd like to get these various items, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can order any and all of these various items we've talked about, including Bluebird, which is the story that they tell about how to treat dissociated personalities. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Mark Phillips. Actually, we have a 4-tape set with Mark Phillips. It's called Mind Control. There are other interviews right along with that, but you'll get the story of Mark and Kathy O'Brien there very well. We have, of course, some interviews with Dr. Colin Ross, who wrote the book Bluebird, and we carry the book Bluebird. Dr. Colin Ross's interviews are on our 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip, which goes into the fact that we brought, after the Second World War, almost 1,000 of the most vile and, of course, dangerous Nazis here to the United States to work on mind control, to work on biological warfare, and, of course, to build our space program. And among them, of course, was Wernher von Braun, who has been glorified here in the United States. General Strughold was one of the major Nazi war criminals. We named our space center after him. You need to get the four-tape set entitled Operation Paperclip. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to get Colin Ross's excellent book, Bluebird, because here he is a practicing psychiatrist, tells you about his experience actively treating the victims of the CIA mind control programs. If you'd like to get the Senate report on CIA mind control, we certainly have that. We have, of course, the book Transformation of America that Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien wrote. We have their book Access Denied. And, of course, we have so much other information going into this whole incredible story. People say, oh, I don't want to believe that. Well, you don't want to believe it because, of course, if these things are true, then you should be involved. We are dealing with organized evil, and you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which takes you into the background of the secret societies which work within the scenes, behind the scenes, and are closely tied to the CIA. In fact, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency always comes from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, as does the Secretary of State, and usually the Secretary of Defense, not always, but certainly the Secretary of State, the Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, the director of the CIA, always come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. And where does the CFR come from? It comes from a secret British society that has its roots in the occult. Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, will give you the insight into understanding the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. So if you'd like to get a copy of my book or any of the other items we've mentioned, Bluebird, four tape set on mind control, four tape set on Operation Paperclip, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report on MKUltra, it wasn't the Foreign Relations Committee, but it was a Senate report. All of these things are suppressed actively in America. Why? Because the last thing they want is for you to learn the truth. So remember, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Of course, associated things we might talk about. The depleted uranium as we rage a nuclear war on the people of Iraq and on our own troops. Do you realize how many 100,000 American boys that we sent to the Gulf during the first Gulf War are ill today? Well, we know nobody really knows the number. We do know from one government report that 67% of the British troops are ill, 47% of the troops from the National Guard went from Kansas are ill. We have these reports. The latest report put out by the Special Investigating Committee is totally suppressed. You can't get it off the Internet. Well, you can, but with great difficulty. And we will have that, make it available. We do have the GAO CIA report admitting, yeah, the CIA was involved with drugs. We have the four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? And the answer is, no, there's no war on drugs. The war, of course, is on the American people. Well, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Please remember my telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the items, like to know more, or like to get a free copy of our newsletter. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so, until we're together again, may the Lord be with you.